Whereas the Bureau for Education and Vision Services, EVS, of the New York City Department of Education, DOE, is charged with the responsibility of meeting the specific educational needs of New York City's blind and visually impaired children, including provision of itinerant and resource teachers to train students in Braille, use of computers, and use of low vision techniques, as well as provision of computer screen reading and other adaptive technology. And whereas DOE has secretly initiated a plan to dismantle EVS, as well as the Bureau devoted to the educational needs of hearing impaired children, and whereas under this plan the responsibility for meeting the educational needs of blind, visually impaired, deaf, and hearing impaired children would be shifted to local school districts and school principals, and whereas these school districts and school principals have neither the expertise nor the funds to meet the specific educational needs of these children, and whereas implementation of DOE's plan would so diminish educational opportunities for New York City's blind and visually impaired children as to create a generation of illiterate, uneducated, and unemployable blind and visually impaired adults, and whereas DOE has not consulted with the elected representatives of blind people or those of parents of blind children in the course of devising its ill-conceived plan, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State Incorporated and Convention, assembled this fourth day of November 2007 in the city of Albany, that this organization condemn and deplore DOE's reckless disregard of its responsibility to provide appropriate educational services for blind and visually impaired children, and be it further resolved that we call upon DOE to work with the organized blind and with parents and educators of blind children to develop means for improving educational opportunities for New York City's blind children. We move do pass.
Committee recommends do pass. I have a second. A word change? All right, in the beginning, change Bureau to Division of Education and Vision Services.
Okay, one second.
I hear Jacobs and Herman. I'll get to you in a second. Did you find where the change needs to be made?
Just make it Division.
Change Bureau to Division.
Got it.
All right, Jacobs. I'll get you, Laura.
I just have a technical comment. Uh-huh. When using the abbreviation DOE, you should also put in NYC just to clarify that it's not the State Department of Ed that we're talking about.
Oh, I have Laura first, Sarah.
Wait a minute. So I need
to... One second, Laura, as soon as we make this change. DOE NYC. Six letters, NYC DOE. NCDO. The NCDO. All right. Laura Herman.
Yes. As I understand this resolution, it only encompasses the problem existing or that is in the process of existing in New York City. Why can we not make it a statewide resolution?
Well, because I think what we've found is that, and I'm going to use the word very, very loosely, this is not a legal word, the criminal behavior in New York City has not yet expanded to the other school districts. If we can stop it here, we'll never have to have a resolution in Erie County or Niagara County or Albany County or any other county in this state. We need to stop it here. If they can take out the biggest school district in the state, which is the New York City School District, and diminish the services to blind kids in New York City, it'll be much easier for them to accomplish the same ends, which are basically monetary in the other school districts. Ma'am?
I'd like to add something to your answer.
Uh-huh.
What would happen, all right, you're taking care of New York City in the hope that it won't spread throughout the state. However, if we don't cover the whole state, how do we know in how many localities the same thing is happening, but people are not
okay.
aware
tell you
of
what,
it?
Laura, let me try asking if the maker of this resolution would accept one more resolve there. And therefore be it resolved that we call upon other school districts who are contemplating plans to change services to blind children to work cooperatively with the organized blind in their areas. Would that work? And ship it off to Department of Ed. Maria's the maker. I'm wondering if that would be acceptable to answer Laura's concern. That we call upon any other school district contemplating such changes to their services to blind children to work with the organized blind in their areas to achieve the best results for our children. Yeah. Maria has no problem. Would that address it, Laura? We'll incorporate that. Okay. Resolved that we call upon any other school district in this state contemplating changes in their service delivery to blind students in their districts. Changes in services to blind students in their districts to work cooperatively with the organized blind in their areas. With the organized blind in their areas.
What if there's none in their areas?
We're all over the state. We will be there. I tell you what, if there's nothing there now, they'll be there tomorrow. We will be there. We are everywhere in the state. Is there any place in this state that we won't go to help a blind kid? We are everywhere in this state. That's acceptable to the maker of the resolution. So with that amendment, are there other comments?
Yes.
Sarah?
In order for me to use this with the New York State Association of Teachers of the Handicapped and the union division of the UFT, I'd like to have a couple of copies of that so I know what I'm talking about. It makes sense.
We can give you enough copies so the ink and the paper runs out of the print, and then we'll go buy more. Other comments? Maria, did you have a? I do want to give you an opportunity just to say in maybe 2-3 minutes what and why.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say to Sarah that what the DOE is presently looking at is what they have to do to accommodate union contracts to make this shift happen. That's their present wall, is to get over the union barrier. So we need to really be working with the unions on this issue. For example, paras and EVS are trained in Braille. The TVIs, the teachers union, there are a number of different unions who come into play in this whole switching around of services. So I thought that what Sarah is interested in doing is very important, and that we have to reach out to the unions. That's all.
That's it. Anything you wanted to say? And if that's all you want to say, I'll call for a vote.
I think everyone gets it.
Okay. Would anybody like a two-minute explanation of the purpose of this resolution? All right, Maria, can you give everybody a 2-minute explanation?
Okay.
Laura, the thing that exists is federal and state law, and it's broad. So the school districts do what they want with it to either provide as much or as little services as they feel like providing. So there is no real playbook on this except for the federal and state law that requires, in broad strokes, kids be taught to read, or things like that. So like Maria said, we are working to develop those kinds of guidelines in the New York City School District. And if we can get some good ones there, I don't see why we can't export them.
So you want the 2-minute synopsis?
Well, yeah, so if people really do understand where we're going.
When Mike Bloomberg became mayor, he made a bold move, something Giuliani had been trying to do before him but had failed at. And he got legislation passed creating mayoral control, which put the system completely under the control of the mayor of the city of New York. That legislation, by the way, sunsets in 2009. It's not a permanent law yet, so that's something we might want to look at. Part of that process, he had a report done, and in that report there was a recommendation that special ed services as a separate division be completely dismantled within 5 years. That's what's called District 75 in the Department of Education. Now, all the services for blind kids fall within District 75. So slowly but surely, they've been trying to portion everything out and move it into regular Department of Education. And it's a little complicated, the structure. You have the DOE, which is all of the educational system, and then the separate district, which handles all special ed issues, and then within that district, departments for different kinds of disabilities. And we used to have HHBI, which was for deaf kids and blind kids together. One of the first things Bloomberg did was demolish that and separate it into EVS, which is Education Vision Services, and HES, which is Hearing Education Services. They also made it mandatory for all children to take standardized tests, and they couldn't be promoted unless they passed those tests. Then they took principal tenure away and told the principals if they wanted to keep their jobs that the children had to score well on standardized tests. So now everything is tied to standardized tests. Principals actually receive incentives up to $25,000 if they're able to improve test scores enough. The test score issue then puts children in special ed in a very precarious position, because if they don't test well, the principals don't want them in their schools because they bring down their test scores. They jeopardize their jobs, and they keep them from these incentive bonuses. So the principals have been saying that they don't want the blind kids and the deaf kids in their school because they don't test well. The fact that is not a statement of fact. They say they don't test well. I don't concur personally. But that is their argument. They say that they are not responsible for these children, and they don't get to control their academic programs because it's part of the special district. So the principals are moving to try to have all of those services placed within their power, so that every child who's in their school, they control the ordering of their equipment, their TVIs, their Braille materials. These are very, very expensive services, many of them very complicated. You guys know the technology that's out there and changing every day. The TVIs don't really know the technology at all. They're really not the experts. They're teachers. They're really not experts in blindness. So we think the idea of putting these services into the hands of principals who have no background in special education, first of all, and absolutely no background in the services and skills needed to be a successful blind person, is a potentially disastrous idea, hence the resolution. Am I missing anything?
No, ma'am. I think is that pretty good overview of where we are? We will obviously be willing to discuss this for a long time, but that was an overview, and I think it's coming from a long history of the parent involvement that Maria's had. Give me a chance one more time to thank Maria for the great weekend, the great things with our kids, and the knowledge base that she's developing on issues concerning our next generation of blind kids. Other comments, questions? Ready for the vote? All right, guys, call the question. All in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's adopted. Thank you. It's getting...